Well, thank you all for joining me today. We're on our second day of our fitness article, and we're on page 19 if you have your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. So if you can open it to that page, then you'll be prepared to read along with us as we talk about this topic of eating habits when we're working out. And also, if you have your mobile device, maybe you want to open it to this page. And today we have three panelists. I have three panelists with me today in our studio, and we're going to do a little review about what we talked about yesterday so that we can all be on the same page when we start our reading today. So Campbell, I have Campbell with me today. Thanks for being with us, Campbell.
No problem. It's always great to be here.
And what did you remember about yesterday?
Well, I really enjoyed our discussion yesterday, and we talked a little bit about metabolism yesterday. Now, metabolism, again, is all the chemical processes in your body, especially those that cause food to be used for energy and growth. And I think it's really important for us to remember that we need to fuel our metabolism. If we don't eat, actually, our metabolism is going to slow down, and that's what's going to actually cause us to get fat.
Okay. And what about you, Anna? We have Anna. This is her second day on Advanced Radio.
Yes.
We're happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Linda. And yesterday we talked about carbohydrates and how necessary they are for your body and for your energy level. And it's very important to have a well-balanced diet, that we're not excluding one food group from our diet. So carbohydrates and their importance.
And that's the one thing that we usually try to leave out when we want to lose weight, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. And Liz. And we're happy to have you with us today, too.
It is good to be back talking about food and fitness. And I am just excited to talk about this because I can't say enough. We have to refuel. It is so important, especially after you work out. Workouts are great. Workouts really help you to stay healthy, but you have to make sure your body is a well-running machine. And that's where the fuel comes in. As Campbell mentioned earlier, metabolism is something that we have to be mindful of. Gotta eat, gotta eat, gotta eat.
That has to do with exercise, by the way.
Yes. But if I may say so, too, and as Anna just said, too, carbohydrates are important. So you have to eat right. So not just eat, but you have to eat right. The right kinds of carbohydrates.
Yeah, I mean, if you think of your body like a car, you're not going to keep running your car and not put gas in it. Your body needs the gas to run well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about this phrase that we talked about yesterday, chow down. And Campbell just looked up the meaning of where chow came from, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We did say yesterday that it came, well, I said I thought it probably came from the West in the United States, because this is an idiom, chow down, and chow actually means food itself, so I'm going to have some chow. Mm-hmm. But then you just found something very interesting.
Yeah, actually, this word chow comes from, it's actually used to be chow chow, and it was shortened to chow, and it came from a Chinese pidgin English, so probably from when a lot of Chinese immigrants went to the West in California to build the railroad in the United States.
So what is pidgin English?
Pidgin English is just, it's kind of what we say broken English.
You know, like Chinglish.
China Chinglish. It's a mix of English and Chinese.
Right. So this would be back in the 1800s that this word probably came about.
Right.
Okay? Like chow fan.
Yes, exactly. Chow mein.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say in the States now, chow mein, for chow mein.
Yes, exactly.
Well, today we are going to talk about a couple of other aspects of exercising, and the first one we're going to talk about is water or hydration and how important it is. So again, if you have your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine, open it to page 19, and let's read these first two little sections.
What about hydration? It's perhaps the most important part of getting a good workout. Even if you're not sweating, you're still losing moisture every time you breathe out. Muscles that are even slightly dehydrated will lose a lot of efficiency. Dehydration seriously affects your strength and athletic ability. Avoiding dehydration. You need to take in liquid long before it's needed, because any hydration needs time to get where it needs to go. liquid should be consumed at least an hour before any planned activity. Though starting your hydration the night before is even better. Drink liquid constantly. If you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
So we're talking about hydration, and that just means having to do with water. And I don't know if everybody knew that this is really more important than food when we're talking about exercising, to be hydrated.
True, it is, because, well, we've heard before, you can go without food, but you can't go without water.
Right. Mm. Yeah, because our bodies are 70% water, so we need a lot of water in our body.
Okay, and even if during the winter you think, oh, you know, it's so cold and I'm, you know, if I'm going to exercise, maybe I'm not sweating or perspiring, but still, you're still losing moisture. It's quite interesting all the ways that we lose moisture.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes even sitting in an air-conditioned room. Like, I feel like sometimes when at night when I'm sleeping in an air-conditioned room, I wake up and I feel very dry because the air condition kind of sucks the moisture out of your
definitely.
Body.
So we have to think about that for those of us who live in the subtropics or in a tropical area. You know, we live a lot of our time in air conditioning or spend a lot of time there. As Campbell said, we sleep in it. If we work in an office, we're in an office all day. So we need to remember that even if we might not feel thirsty, we're still, as Campbell said, it's sucking the
moisture,
the moisture out of our bodies. So think about that. And even if we're not sweating, every time we breathe out, we are still losing moisture.
Right, and moisture just means any form of water. So when we're breathing out, we're actually losing water through water vapor in our breath.
Right. I don't know if anybody, how many of our listeners have been to a really cold environment. When you breathe out, you see the fog that comes out of your mouth. That's
mm-hmm.
moisture.
Mm-hmm. Last year, if you remember all the pictures because of how cold it got across the northern part of the United States. They showed a lot of pictures of people, their breath, and it's like almost frozen when they were breathing out because of the moisture that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very important sentence, I think, that everybody should pay attention to this. Muscles that are even slightly or a little bit dehydrated will lose a lot of efficiency. Mm-hmm. So dehydrated is as important as hydration. Dehydrated means you don't have any water.
Right. It's interesting. A lot of people who go on these crazy fad diets and these strange exercise programs and claim they lost X amount of weight just within the first day or week. Actually, a lot of it is just
water weight.
Exactly.
Water. Mm-hmm.
You lost a lot of water. And the thing is, if you continue, it's actually not a good thing.
Right.
And
yeah.
if you really want to be healthy, you want to make sure your muscle, you know, they're all in tip-top shape.
Right.
So get enough water. Make sure you get your water.
And
right.
I know when I work out and I get really dizzy, a lot of times my personal trainer, the first thing he'll do is to tell me to drink water.
I've read also, you know, I don't know if you all experience it, but sometimes in the afternoon, like after lunch, you think, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that for lunch, or I'm so tired. But a lot of times if you drink a glass of water or have some water, it will revive you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the body is getting dehydrated. It's not really it doesn't really have anything to do with what you had for lunch.
Because
a lot of,
right.
I like to blame that, but. But a lot of times, you know, water helps you recuperate in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
Right.
So be very, very careful. It says it seriously affects your strength and athletic ability.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
And not only that, but it also affects your brain and how you're able to learn and think clearly. So I know it's very important for students in school to keep a water bottle with them at their desk so they can stay hydrated and learn well.
So teachers out there, remember that. Okay, and there are some ways that we can avoid dehydration. So let's take a look at this. What is the first thing that we need to do?
It says you need to take in liquid long before it's needed
mm-hmm.
because any hydration needs time to get where it needs to go.
Yes.
So it's kind of like food. You take in food, it needs time to process. Water is the same thing.
Right.
So should you drink while you're exercising?
Yes. You should be having that water bottle close by somehow. You got to make sure you have your water close by. But a quick reminder, sometimes, and maybe you've experienced, you know what I'm talking about here, you drink that water, next thing you know, you're halfway through the glass and you feel the urge to go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing to think about. Just because you chug in that water doesn't mean your body's already hydrated.
Right.
Right, yeah. And it's not absorbing it. That's why I asked that question. So is it important to be drinking water during your exercise session?
Well, it depends on the workout, but there will be some trainers that will actually tell you, just make sure you get that swig or that quick mouthful of water, just enough to make sure that a little bit at a time is uh-huh. going through your system.
Right.
So if you're running a marathon, you know, we have water stations along
yes.
the way in a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that important? I mean, to me, if we read this, if you be careful about how you're reading this paragraph, because it says that you should have had that water a long time before you run the marathon.
Right. Well, it's both. You need to make sure your body's already properly hydrated to mm-hmm. begin with. But then as you're exercising, don't wait till you're thirsty to
right.
go grab that water.
Right.
So
because
always keep it filled.
Yeah, as you're exercising, you're also sweating, so you're losing water. So you need to continue to replace that water. Something that's interesting is in this article, it talks about liquid. And I think we also need to be careful what we're drinking.
Yes.
You know, water is the best choice, but also sports drinks are good. But avoid things like coffee and tea, because these things can actually dehydrate you,
mm-hmm.
which is why when you drink coffee and tea, you need to go to the bathroom a lot more than if you're just drinking water.
Because it's also sucking the water out of your system.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it says here that liquid should be consumed at least an hour before any planned activity. So I take it that's how long it takes your body to absorb that into the muscles and
it's a good safety measure. It's a good safety measure because you may be too busy and then suddenly you realize, oh, I have my workout scheduled, make sure I get my water in an hour before I start. You know, it's just a good thing to do. But it's best if you just make sure that you're always getting your water throughout the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also, it says here it even started the night before. Now, mm-hmm. I've read you really shouldn't drink a lot of water before you go to bed.
Basically. Well, that's just so you don't get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Yeah.
And also, it makes your face puffy. Right.
But yeah. if you're not too worried about how you look first thing in the morning, I think that really is an issue.
So hydration is important no matter what time of day or night,
yes.
okay?
True.
And again, I think this is a good point for us all to remember. If you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you do live like we do in a subtropical area, it's very important. You know, if you go outside and just walk around in the, well, it's December now, but in the summertime or spring when it's hot, you know, you have to realize how much water your body is losing,
uh-huh.
even though you might not feel like sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's evaporating so quickly.
Right. Well, actually, I like to take the time to mention it's okay to sweat. I know some people, they hate sweating. They think it's gross. It feels yucky. And perhaps, yes, but it's a healthy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sweating is so good for you because you're getting rid of all this dirty stuff out of your body. Your body's cleaning
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid of sweating. But while you're at it, make sure you're getting water in too. And especially if you're doing a lot of workouts and you're sweating so much, it's not just about water that you're losing. You're also losing sodium, salt.
Right.
So you need to make sure you get that as well, which is why certain sports drinks are good for you.
Right, and we're going to talk about that. So let's read this section, exactly what Liz was saying. Prolonged exercise.
Prolonged exercise. If the activity is a long one, it's good to drink electrolytes during the exercise. Don't ever try to complete, say, a marathon or even a half marathon without replenishing your electrolytes. This combination of chemicals is essentially the wires that carry electrical impulses to the cells. They include salt, potassium, calcium, and other nutrients.
So we're looking at this section called prolonged exercise, and prolonged just means a long period of time, not 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite time of exercise. So prolonged means a long period. It says if the activity is a long one, it's good to drink electrolytes during the exercise. And I think we were just starting to talk about this. You mentioned this earlier, Campbell, about drinking sports drinks because they have electrolytes in them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so electrolytes are substances that break into parts when electricity goes through it. So this is, as we see here, they're kind of the wires that carry the information to the cells.
Okay, and they're very important. And how do we get electrolytes into our system?
The fastest way would be sports drinks.
Okay, and they're especially designed for this, right?
Right, and it does make a difference if you're doing these big, intense runs, marathons, or hikes, bike rides, to take a couple sips of it, you'll feel the difference. Because mm-hmm. When your body's losing that salt, you will feel lightheaded, you feel you can't think clearly as much well, and getting that salt into your body will make a big difference.
I think, and this is not exercising, but if you're ill and you've been vomiting or throwing up a lot as well, mm-hmm. it's very important to get electrolytes.
Right.
Because you need to keep your body, well, a lot of times you can't keep anything down, so you need to try to find something that has some kind of electrolytes in them that you can actually keep down so that your body doesn't be in even worse shape.
Right. If you're losing fluid very quickly, then you're probably better off trying to get that electrolyte replenished.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it says don't ever try to complete a marathon or even a half marathon without replenishing your electrolytes. And replenish here, just if you see the reword, it just means you're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. So if you replenish something, it just means to fill up on something again. Mm-hmm. And here, that's why you have water stations.
Yes.
If you see a marathon or a half marathon, they have water stations along the way.
Right. And I find it interesting for myself, if I go on some intense mountain hike or bike ride, I crave salt. Mm-hmm. I want my ham and cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. I am not interested in candies and cakes and cookies as much. Mm-hmm. I actually want my pretzel, things with salt, because my body's letting me know we need salt, we need salt.
Right, and if you've ever tasted sweat, it is salty.
Right.
So salt is a very key component to these electrolytes.
Okay, and again, we're saying this combination of chemicals are the wires, okay, or is the wires that carry electrical impulses to the cells. So this is very important, you know. They're communicating with one another,
mm-hmm.
which we need, not only when we exercise, but as Anna said earlier, our brains need it, okay, to
right.
think. That's why, as Campbell, you said, I think yesterday or maybe earlier today, that when you're exercising, you start to feel dizzy. Mm-hmm. You need to drink something.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep them replenished so they can communicate with one another. And these include salt, potassium, calcium, and other nutrients.
Right. Now, I know some people, they would argue, don't do sports drinks because there are other additives. They would think that maybe it's better to go more natural. Whatever the case is, the point is you need to get that. You need to get your electrolytes. So if you have concerns with sports drinks, you can certainly find other ways, natural ways, to get your electrolytes.
Sure, and I know that many gyms actually have salt by the water fountains that you can add into your water and drink that.
I was just going to ask that. So can I just put a teaspoon of salt in my water and drink that?
That is one way.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend that?
It's a personal thing.
If you like drinking salt water, yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like whey protein. Do you like it?
So what are there any other ways you could get it other than sports drinks and drinking salt water?
Well, so some people will munch on salty things.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get it from maybe a little bit of cheese, or maybe from their pretzel or from their crackers.
Right.
Or your ham and cheese sandwich.
Yes, my ham and cheese sandwich, for example. Yeah. Yes.
Or even supplements. You know, you can take multi-minerals and things like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Right. So just remember, this is the second part of it. You know, besides water, you also have to be mindful of the electrolytes in your body and also keep them going.
Right.
Okay? We don't want our wires to get crossed.
No.
Okay. And now we're coming to the part about alcohol. And before we start discussing this section, why don't we read it?
Watch the alcohol intake. Another important factor to consider, alcohol. Many athletes chug down a few beers or other drinks before or after strenuous activity. If that's you, it's something you may wish to reconsider. The before problems. alcohol slows you down. You don't think as fast. Your vision isn't as quick. Reaction time is also decreased, which is why the substance causes traffic accidents. Alcohol also impairs your balance. Certainly not desirable during a workout or any other exercise. There are after problems as well. Alcohol has a lot of calories, so it interferes with any fat-burning work you've just completed. Consuming a large amount also displaces the carbs stored as glycogen, thus slowing your recovery from exercise. Some studies show that this depletion of stored glycogen can last for a day, leaving you athletically unready for follow-up activity.
So this section is titled, Watch the Alcohol Intake. And intake just means what you're taking in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so watch drinking alcohol is what we're going to be talking about. And it is a very important factor when we're talking about exercise and our habits, what we're eating and drinking when we exercise. And what do a lot of athletes do? It says here they chug what?
Well, it says many athletes chug down a few beers or other drinks before or after strenuous activity. So we see two words here. First is chug down. Now, to chug means to swallow a drink completely without stopping to breathe. So to drink something down really quickly. Yesterday we talked about chow down, and today we're talking about chugging something down.
Okay, so chug just, and it says here without... I like the, under the vocabulary focus, it says without stopping to breathe.
In one breath.
In one breath.
Right.
I don't know if a lot of people do, it's for emphasis, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but it just means to drink a lot. If you're drinking a few, it says chug down a few beers or other drinks, it means you're drinking more than one.
Right.
So you are doing it rather quickly.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether you're drinking these slowly or quickly. It's not a good idea if you're exercising.
Right.
And it says before or after strenuous activity. So we have another vocabulary focus word here, too, which means what is strenuous?
Strenuous means a very difficult or vigorous exercise, something that uses a lot of energy.
Okay, so we have to be very careful. There's a reason for this. Because alcohol, even though it's a liquid... When we talked about it under avoiding dehydration, it says take in liquids. They are not talking about alcohol.
No.
I do know some people, because of all the hard work they put into, let's say, a marathon or some kind of a sporting activity event, and maybe they won first place, their team did really well, they want to celebrate. And so they go out for a couple beers. That's to be expected. I mean, people want to have a good time. But generally speaking, if you're trying to maintain a healthy athletic performance record, you have to be very careful with how much alcohol you're drinking.
And we have two sets of issues that we need to consider here. We have before problems and we have after problems.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the before problems first. What does alcohol do? Anna, what does alcohol do to you?
Alcohol slows you down. You don't think as fast. So alcohol actually makes your reaction time slower. You can't react as quickly to your environment. So potentially it could cause maybe some injuries, or otherwise it can make you sluggish. Perhaps you won't experience as well of a workout as you were hoping for.
Okay, and they give us not even an exercise example here, but they say that when you were talking about reaction time is decreased, it means it slows down. So when you're driving, you know, this is a big reason for traffic accidents, because a car is coming and you can't think fast
Definitely,
enough to get
exactly,
out of the way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it says it impairs your balance. And we see that if you watch TV or if you've seen somebody that's drunk too much, you know, you see them weaving. You mm-hmm. don't want to be exercising in that kind of state.
Right. You can hurt yourself or you're just not able to function as well.
Right.
Right. And then that's some of the before problems that people may experience. So you don't think as fast. And then there are after problems as well. And what are some of those, Liz?
Well, first of all, it's not just water. It's got a lot of calories. And yes, we did mention before, we need our sugars. We need to have all that fuel. But we have to pick our fuels carefully. Mm-hmm. And alcohol is one that you need to be very careful because in this case, it interferes with fat burning.
Okay. I thought it was very interesting. This sentence is very interesting. Consuming a large amount of alcohol displaces the carbs stored as glycogen. And displaces just means it takes the place of. So what does this really mean?
So, all right, we did mention yesterday how it's important to have our sugars because we need to have our energy packs, so mm-hmm. to speak, in our body. But to put it simply, if you're going to have alcohol, for many people, what they experience is they don't have the right kind of sugar packs, the right kind of energy packs, I mean. And they're not going to be able to have all that energy, that fuel, to be able to have their body functioning the way they like it to be.
Okay, so what that really means is it slows down your recovery
exactly.
from exercise as well.
Right.
Okay.
Your whole machine, the body, is affected as a result.
And also, we see that some studies show that this depletion, which depletion just means you don't have enough, you're getting rid of it, okay, of stored glycogen can last for a day. Now, I thought this was very interesting, and I don't think a lot of our listeners might know this, for how long the effects of drinking alcohol and exercising lasts.
Mm-hmm.
It could end up being dangerous to your body because you don't have those reserves that you thought that you had.
Right. Right. A workout is more than just that half an hour at the gym or that mm-hmm. 1 hour run by the park or the river or wherever you're going to get your workout. It is actually an ongoing process, and it includes your resting period as well. So 24 hours later, how your body is going to feel, it all depends on what you put into it 24 hours earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very well said.
Yeah.
So it leaves you athletically unready for anything.
Right, yeah. And I think it's also interesting to note, because earlier we were talking about being hydrated and avoiding dehydration. Alcohol actually dehydrates mm-hmm. your body. And that's why you kind of get that dizzy, that buzz that you feel when you drink alcohol. Your body's actually lacking water. You know, it's kind of like your body's drowning. So when you drink a lot of alcohol, you're actually causing your body to be dehydrated, which what we learned earlier is actually not good for exercise.
And for those of you who drink a glass of water between every drink, that does not count. Okay. Well, we thank you all for joining us. We're out of time. We hope that you've learned a lot. I know I certainly have. I thought this was very interesting. And for those of you who exercise a lot, these are very important points. So we hope you'll join us again tomorrow on Advanced Studio Classroom. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Bye.